Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bill, I think you'd be proud of my neighborhood for a second because I saw last night with the Halo custom lights.
Yes, custom.
I saw Christmas lights up. Red and white.
Oh, not a bad thing.
Red, green, and white, you know.
I like it. It's time.
Christmas lights. Yeah.
Tis the season. Yeah. Yes.
People listen to Christmas music after Halloween.
Yes.
The Christmas lights were out in my neighborhood. Not for our house. We had fall lights.
Thank you. I'm for that.
But I thought you would appreciate that.
Very much so. We were still fall lights last night. It was a great feeling. It's just, it's warm.
It's a great feeling.
Yes.
It's for sugar.
Yeah. Because we go out at night. So it's like it would about usually 8 something. Right when I got back from the deal with George. And then later on, right before bed, like that, me and Sugar go outside so she can use the restroom. Yes. She goes out to use the restroom.
Do you take her on walks after dark?
I did the other night. And it didn't, she was just kind of freaked out a little bit.
Yeah,
a lot of distractions and different stuff. Right at dusk is fine, but the true dark, she didn't, because all of a sudden that wasn't her comfort zone. So it makes it harder now with it getting dark early.
That's one thing I want to address with Jay.
Yeah.
Don't take this wrong, please. You the other day said the leaves haven't fallen off the trees yet.
They hadn't. That happened the last couple days.
The tree's empty.
Well, look at this one.
Yeah,
look at that one right there.
Yeah.
The one right next to it. All the trees, all the leaves on it.
Foliage. So there's leaves just piled up there. They're 2 feet deep.
I was very struck by that comment.
I looked at this tree. Yeah, that one across the street.
This one over here has 4 leaves on it. 4.
What leaves haven't fallen off the trees. I'm like, wait a second. I'm looking at one right now.
What about that one, though, right there? Huh? Right by me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
HaloCustomLighting.com. Neiman Halo. & Sons goes out to Josh McGuire and the team. Get your own Halo lights.
And he'll play the songs for him from 1898. He has a list, a playlist.
George Gaskin.
He said, tear it down.
In my old Kentucky home.
Yes.
Also, one side note, I didn't mention this yet. Kudos to the Lincoln Airport. Yesterday, they had flights starting in May of next year. So Breeze goes to Orlando starting next month. Breeze Airways. They've added flights to Las Vegas and Orange County, California, starting in May of next year. Direct flights.
Okay. Wonder what those prices are like to Vegas.
I saw right now it's $79 one way. For a while.
Oh, we're rolling down for the weekend a lot.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to go to Orange County?
I've flown in and out of Orange County numerous times.
Have you?
Yeah, that was a little bit easier. It's a cool airport. It's really cool. I think wasn't Orange County also called John Wayne Airport? I think it's the same name, I believe, if I'm correct. But anyway, flew in and out of Orange County numerous times.
That's exciting. May.
May of next year. So, yeah, they'll have, it'll be Orlando, which happens next month. And then as of May, you'll have Vegas and Orange County direct flights through Breeze Airways.
How many days a week on that?
I don't know. I don't have that information yet. When we have that, we'll let you know, though.
Thank you. That'll be a breaking news.
It will. Looking through our good friend Tom Fornelli's write-up.
Here we go.
It's not even Nebraska related this time. He did say Nebraska missed out on their chance to make the playoff with the schedule.
Thanks.
We've already hit on that.
I couldn't have figured that one out.
But he did point out that, you know, we know Penn State's had a bad... Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary season. But he says in the history of college football.
Yes, this was interesting.
This is the first ever time. This is the worst. This is the worst record for a team in the history of college football that was started first or second in the preseason rankings. Now, we know that every year a top 10 team or couple is outside the rankings, but it's never been this bad, especially for a preseason one or two. 3-5, the record for Penn State, 5 straight losses.
Speaks to parity somewhat, right? Right? Speaks to parity?
Oh, a little bit.
This
It speaks to an epic collapse of loss of... I mean, it's...
Trying to be nice to Penn State
I don't know how you can be on this.
No. Can't.
Because they had everybody... They had the people returning from a team that should have probably been in the national championship game, isn't it? I mean, they got to the semifinals.
Correct.
And they returned both running backs, their starting quarter. I mean, they had guys back everywhere. It wasn't like, hey, they're pretty devastated now. You know, like Texas is like going, they were preseason number one. They lost like 4 or 5 offensive linemen.
Yeah.
So it's like, hang on, they had a lot of guys drafted. Penn State didn't.
See, this is why I say all the time, why do we think that's going to be an easy game at Penn State? Well, it's not. They have guys.
They have guys. But I will say this. It's a really rough sport to be disinterested in.
That's true. When
you're putting pads on, people are hitting you, and they're the most interested team. I mean, what will they be like? Because I would imagine the conversation would have to be something like, okay, I don't think they're – maybe there's a miracle in them and they can beat Indiana. Maybe there's a miracle. Just I don't see that. Don't see that. So they lose that. Then they've got to win 3 games in a row. They got to be able to beat Michigan State, Nebraska, and Rutgers to go to a bowl game. And do they even want to go?
That's probably the Penn State Bowl or Detroit. For that, you're not going.
And
you're
talking about a 6-6 bowl game. Do they even want to go? Because most players do not want to go to that. There'll be some that do. There'll be some going, hey, hell yeah, I signed up to play.
Don't players want to play for the love of the game?
There's still some of that, but when it's that kind of that. I mean, just imagine what it'd be like if that was here, and you were preseason number 2, and right now you're going to be 6 losses in a row in league.
I know.
I mean,
I got a question for Jake.
Go ahead.
Do you regard Kurt Cignetti as the perfect human being?
Yes.
I agree with you.
It's very apparent. I love very apparent that you guys regard him as the perfect human being.
Agreed. He is.
So
he's an unbelievable human and a great coach.
Jake, did you hear Jake when you mentioned if they could beat Indiana? Won't happen.
Not going to happen.
Never happen.
How dare you even bring that up?
How dare you bring that up in front of me?
Hello, Cignetti fan over here.
I love
Come
him. On. Did you see? I sent it to you, right, Jake? Did I send you the clip on Messenger?
Yeah.
They showed the clip. It's Kurt Cignetti.
What?
He's coaching at JMU.
Yes.
And he's arguing with an official. And he brought out his cell phone to show film to the ref during the game.
I love him.
And the announcer goes, "You can't do that. That's illegal. You can't." And Cignetti
is arguing.
The man. He's arguing. The penalty, and he's showing him video on his cell phone. Can you imagine that in today's world? Can you imagine all of a sudden Ryan Day showing the Michigan game? He goes, and then now she's like going, "You can't do that." But Sigs did.
Sigs.
And guess what?
The man.
Never thought anything of it.
Nope.
Oh my God, the perfect human being.
Kurt Cignetti.
Kurt Cignetti.
You found him. It's him. The spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.